so he doesn't knock that one over. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight. We'd like to present to you now Peace on Earth.
Safely. Oh, and I'm a mess. I have flour on my clothes. Coming, coming. Welcome home. So good to see you. And you all made it. All together. How ever did that happen?
Well, Carr and I pulled up at the same time Randy and Amy did, so we just decided to descend in a horde.
Yeah, and I got snow down my collar, too.
There may have been a scuffle at the door. I think snowballs were involved.
I won.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Kids, kids, leave the snowball fight outdoors, please. They're pretty wound up from the long trip. Long time cooped up in the car.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. The weatherman is saying there's going to be some snow tonight, so I'm especially glad you made it safely. I prayed you all the way in.
We did too. The roads were nasty out there. Are my temples graying?
They were already gray, son.
But now we've made it, and here are the pies I promised. Where do you want them?
In the kitchen. They're on the counter. I'll be right back. I'm just going to put these clothes and the coats in the back bedroom.
And I'll go check to see if we got all the bags.
And the presents. We brought them all up in one trip. I was afraid your neighbors would help themselves to our gifts.
Mom, Mom, where are we staying? Where do you want us to put our things?
She went to put the coats down, but if I had to guess, you're probably in her bedroom.
Okay, that is the only bed big enough for two.
Well, you could sleep in the air mattress so she could stay in her own bed.
And put it where? Besides, you have to have something to sleep on.
Ooh, touche, Amy, touche.
No, I mean, the kids can sleep anywhere. Oh, never mind.
Oh, Amy, you'd like to put your bag somewhere, wouldn't you? You and Randy will be in my bedroom. I think you'll be most comfortable there.
Thanks, Mom.
Mom, are you sure
that... No, Grandma. That tree looks really small.
Well, Kara, it's just me to decorate it, so I do what's easy for me.
Oh, well, I guess it's okay.
Hey, Grandma, is dinner ready yet? I'm starved.
Well, it will be. Jackie, if you could carry the turkey in for me.
Sure. Is it heavy?
Well, I can't lift anything quite that hefty anymore.
Where is it?
In the oven, of course.
Hey, Mom, where are the kids sleeping?
Down in the basement, and I have an air mattress for you.
You mean the one that runs out of air at about 2 in the morning?
Well, I don't think so. It's green, I know that much.
Yep, it's green, and it will.
Here's your turkey.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Jack. I couldn't have managed without you.
Where do you want it?
Right in the middle of the table. Thank you. Thank you. I'd promptly spilled it all over the kitchen. And then where would we be?
Right where we are now. Hungry.
Guys, I carried in a turkey, so guess what? I get a drumstick.
That's not fair. Grandma, that's not fair.
Oh, dear. Well, there's usually 2 drumsticks on a turkey. We'll just have to see. You'll have to ask your mother.
Jackie, Liz, don't be rude.
It's just Grandma, Mom.
Let's see. I still need the hash brown casserole and the candied carrots.
Hey, Grandma, where do you want us to sit?
Bird brain, can't you see the little card thingies in front of the plates?
Well, all the bags are in. Honey, did you pack the kitchen sink in yours? Oh, good, we're sitting down. I am starving. Hey, did she make these little card things?
Look, she put little hearts around them, and what is that, a bird?
Maybe, it's hard to tell. Her penmanship isn't that great, so...
Oh, good, you found your play settings. Well, let me know if I've done anything silly, like giving you 2 forks and no spoon. Now let's see what's next. I need the 7-layer salad, the corn, and the rolls. And then there's the potatoes and the carrots.
I hate 7-layer salad. Every year, Mom. She makes it every year.
Then don't eat it, dear.
That's right. Don't eat it, dear.
Hey, Mom, why isn't there a card thingy in front of that plate?
Huh. Well, it's an extra seat. That's weird.
No, Liz. Think.
Oh, dear. Randy, is that?
Yeah.
Dad's place. That was always his spot at the end of the table. I didn't even think. I mean, I thought Mom would...
She's got her usual place at this end.
Oh, dear.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's just in memory of him. He's in heaven now.
Childhood memories often linger. Places I have left behind. They have all become so different. Every place but in my mind.
Precious people now are missing. That made places what they were.
Grandma?
remember, I get a drumstick.
Jack, we're going to pray, and you will wait your turn.
Should we talk to her about it, Randy?
Lynn, I don't know.
I'm not going to eat salad.
I already told you that you didn't have to.
It's really hot in here. Why is it always hot at Grandma's?
I think I got two forks. Oh, wait, that's yours.
Oh, so now that I have you all here, what are you thankful for this Christmas?
I won first place in my piano recital last week.
So I heard. And what did you play?
Amazing Grace, and I was amazing.
Wow, humble much? Dear, we don't need to brag, but he was very good. You know, I think he can major in piano in college. Mom, he has quite the talent.
Well, Cara here sang a solo in the school Christmas program.
I heard that too. Wasn't the program about Mary and Joseph and not finding room in the inn?
It was, and they all did such a nice job. But Cara, why don't you stand up and sing it for us now?
Now?
You're kidding. Now?
Like, right now, at the table.
Yes, now. That's right. Stand up. Sing for us.
Piano.
Oh, yes, please. Just a little bit jealous.
We'll all sing Amazing Grace, and you play, all right?
Oh, please, no. I've heard it 1,000 times.
Liz.
Hey, can we eat? I'm starving, and I'm pretty sure this stuff is getting cold.
Well, I'd like to finish going around the table and find out what others are thankful for.
Well, we'd have a lot more room at the table if it wasn't for that empty spot on the end.
Jackie!
Oh, boy.
Jack, that's Grandpa's place.
Jack, apologize right this minute.
Mom, he's just a kid. He didn't mean anything by it.
I wasn't thinking. It's fine by me if Grandpa sees this, so there. I mean, if you want to remember him like that, I mean.
Just apologize already.
Okay, I'm sorry. Grandma, I shouldn't have said that.
That's all right. The truth is, though, that's not Grandpa's place.
It's not?
Does it have a place card with his name on it?
We thought you were just forgetful.
Or maybe sentimental?
Oh, that would be silly. Grandpa's in heaven. He trusted in Jesus and what he did on the cross. And I know that I will see him someday.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
why take up the extra space? I mean, are you expecting someone?
Well, it's probably another silly idea of mine, but I set a place for Jesus this year.
Oh.
But it's just a, not really, it's just a picture for us all to see, because he really is here.
Oh.
Well,
I see.
This may be another dumb question, but why? Why do we need a picture?
Well, because every year when you all come, I'm so glad to see you. But you're not really glad to see each other. You walk in the door, and you fight, and you snap at each other like you don't even know Jesus, like his love has never touched your heart. So I thought maybe you need a physical reminder that Jesus is here right now, that he came. He was born not only on Christmas, but that he came to save us from all those squabbles and all that pride.
You mean all that sin?
Yes, all our sin. We all need him. I was going to give these to you later, but I might as well give them to you now.
What's this?
Well, when we were first married, Grandpa and I had a small tree with little white paper doves on it. They were a reminder. So they're a Christmas present from me. A reminder.
Doves? Little white doves?
That's right.
Why a dove? What's it stand for?
Doves mean peace, Jack. Mom, you taught that to me.
Yes. When Randy and I were little, Dad loved to feed the doves down in the barn. He especially loved the white ones. I'd forgotten that until just now.
Well, the Prince of Peace was born to bring peace to the world and to our hearts. And Grandpa always loved the doves for that reason. They made him think of God's peace.
Peace.
And we should be acting like we know it, too.
You know, Mom, I think I might have gotten mad if anybody else had said that. But coming from you, you're right. And I'm just thinking, well, kind of embarrassed, really. We've let you do everything so far. Everything. We didn't even try to help you. None of us did. We were too interested and important in ourselves, I guess.
Oh, don't be silly. It's my job, and you're my guest.
No, Mom, we're family, and we're forgetful. But we should all be helping. The Prince of Peace served just like you, and so should we.
If we were interested in serving each other, like Jesus.
I think you're right.
You know what? I think the food is really cold now.
Hey, thanks for the doves, Grandma.
And the reminders. We needed them.
Why don't we thank God for these things and then enjoy His good gifts?
Thank you.
was a good story and song and presented about peace on earth. Actually, Grandma wanted peace in her home. Amen. And sometimes, it's really about a home filled with people that did know Christ, but they forgot that he was constantly with them. Oftentimes as Christians, and I do believe most of us in the room tonight are Christians who are on our way to heaven, and we've accepted Jesus as our Savior, but sometimes we forget to act like Jesus is always with us, that he's always in our presence, that he's in our heart, and the purpose of his coming was to bring peace on earth and goodwill to men. And oftentimes we don't always give everyone the goodwill that we ought to, or show the joy and peace that lives within us and resides in us. And every once in a while, we need to reset our home by setting a place for Jesus and letting everybody know that he's in the midst, that he's here with us, even in the church at Laodicea in the book of Revelation. And this age that we currently live in is the Laodicean church age. And instead of Jesus being in the midst of the church finds Jesus on the outside, knocking on the door, wanting to come in. And so for a Christian, we can push him out of our life, not lose our salvation, but we can push him out and not act like he's in our heart. Can I just encourage you tonight, if you're a Christian, have a Christian home, make sure that Jesus isn't just in the decor. Jesus just isn't in signage and, again, on scripture on the walls, but the scripture's written in your heart, that it's heard from your lips, that you put Jesus first in everything you do. Before you open presents in your house, you open up that scripture and read the coming of Jesus Christ. And for those of you that do not know Christ as their Savior, you came tonight and you've never known peace that comes only from Jesus Christ. You've never put your faith and trust in him. The Bible says that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus is God's son. He came as a babe in the manger, but he came as a virgin-born son of Almighty God. Miracle birth. And he lived the perfect life and then laid his life down on Calvary for you and I to pay our sin debt. Grandma said, came to pay for all our bickering and fighting between even our own family. Sometimes we think that God only had to pay for the big sins, but he ain't paid for all the sin so that we might be able to enter in to a place that has Almighty God, a place where sin cannot enter. So sin must have been paid for, and it was by Jesus Christ. But he doesn't apply to you or me unless we let peace on earth not only come to earth, the home, but our heart. I've said it before that I knew all about Jesus, but I had never taken time and made him a personal Savior, and I accepted him and believed with my heart in his death, burial, and resurrection. Wouldn't it be a shame if someone like yourself came to a service like this and you knew about Jesus in your head, but you've never accepted him in your heart? And you miss heaven by 18 inches. Now tonight, they did a wonderful job, but my job tonight is to be the preacher and to stand up and say, listen, please don't leave here lost. Please don't go and die and go to a devil's hell when Jesus already paid your sin debt. He died for you in your place. He paid for all your sin. There's no need in you paying for them yourself. Tonight, put your faith and trust in him. Now, we're not going to have an aisle walking invitation tonight, but I would like for you to put your heads down and your eyes closed tonight. Before we thank all the folks that put so much work into this with our heads bowed and eyes closed, how many of you would say tonight, preacher, it convicted me. I'm going to make sure Jesus is in my home this Christmas. Would you raise your hand and say, preacher, it convicted me. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Amen. I see those hands. Appreciate that. How about here you say, preacher, I'm here and I don't know Christ, but I'd like to know that. I would like to know that tonight. Know for sure I'm on my way to heaven. I'd like to have that peace they sang about tonight. Would you slip your hand up? If you're here and you say, preacher, I'm not saved, but I'd like to have that peace. Is there one anywhere? Would you hold it up high enough for me to see it? Is there anybody like that tonight? I don't see any hands. Maybe you can't bring yourself to raise that hand tonight, but after the service, I'll be here in the front for a little while. I'd love to take the Bible and show you how to be saved. There are folks all around you that if you just grab them and say, I'm not sure where the preacher went, but I'd like to know how to accept Jesus as my Savior, they'll take the Bible and show you how. I'm going to pray like I asked you, and I'll pray for you. Maybe you couldn't raise your hand, but you'll be bold enough to come up and let me take the Bible and show you how to be saved after the service. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we do thank you for all that was brought to us in song and the message through the story. The actors, everyone that took part, Lord, how they portrayed that, God, even knowing Christ, we can forget how he bore us, our sins on the cross, and how, Lord, he saved us so we might have peace and not bicker with one another. God, I pray you'd be with us, strengthen us, Lord. Help us to keep short accounts and ask forgiveness, but always to set a place for you in our hearts and lives that people might know that we believe in Jesus and that he is the reason for the season. God, I pray that you would just bring us to a place, Lord, if there's one in this place tonight that doesn't know Christ, Lord, but that they would be bold enough to make their way to the front. Just grab somebody after the service and say, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. Would you take a Bible and show me how I can accept Christ, Lord? I pray that they would do that. I'd be happy to take the Bible and show them how they can be saved. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.